It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's Monday night, so that means it's time for Studio 435, featuring live performances from great Chicago musicians. Tonight, my pleasure to welcome back in studio one of my favorite young artists, Taylor Bennett.
Yo, man. How you guys been? It feels great to be back in Chicago.
I love it.
And especially at WGN.
He was in studio with us for his album Broad Shoulders, which came out earlier this year. Tonight, he's back to perform some of that. Taylor Bennett got some great reviews from the record. He continues to turn heads as one of the best emerging hip-hop talent this city continues to develop. Good to see you.
Thank you, man. Good to see you too, man.
So let's talk about it. So last time I talked to you, the album was just coming out.
Yeah.
A lot has changed for you in the sense that there's been great reviews off this record and you're touring.
Yeah.
Talk about the tour. I mean, what have you been up to?
Man, it's been crazy. Since the album has come out, everything's changed. You know, I've met all kinds of celebrities, but even more than that, I've reached a lot of new fans. So it's been great. You know, a lot more people love the album than we expected to. I remember the last time I was on here saying that I just hope that people liked it. And a lot of people really, really, you know, kind of loved it. And they've been putting out a lot of great vibes. And they've been listening to the music. And, you know, the plays are going up every day. And the album's still growing so much that we're working on a new EP right now.
Okay.
And we still got a lot going on with that album. We got a short film that's about to come out and all kinds of things like that. So it's been great. But with the tour situation, it's been crazy. We did NYC, so we just sold out SOBs, which is like a legendary kind of motion to make as a Chicago artist, because Kanye West's first sold out show was at SOBs. So to be able to go out there, and once you do a sold out show, I mean, not just in any city, but in a major city like New York, and then you have the venue like SOBs, which I relate a lot to, like Reggie's Rock Club that we have here in the city.
Right.
It's a mark to basically say, you know, you're doing something that is very great as an artist, and not just as an artist, but an artist from Chicago. And a lot of people see that, and it's on your EPK, and there's a lot of people that go crazy about it. But the trip was wild, man. We
well, let me ask you about that, because, you know, as a kid from Chicago, you know, you're going to get your Chicago crew that's going to listen to your music. I mean,
right.
That's anticipated for Broad Shoulders. When you go to New York and you sell a show out, are they recognizing you as a long line of great Chicago artists that are popping out? They're like, this is a Chicago hip-hop guy. How are they hearing your music and coming out to those
shows? That was what was very interesting about the situation. I made an Instagram post, and on the post I said I didn't know if I was going to get off the plane and I was going to be expecting to have a packed out crowd of people that were there to see Chance the Rapper's little brother, or see the new Chicago emerging artist that, you know, is going crazy or whatever, or if they're there to see the new poppin' Chicago artist,
sure,
or who's hot or anything like that. But I was just amazed and surprised, and I was very heartfelt that they were fans that were really there to only see Taylor Bennett. You know, a lot of times on stage, I couldn't even do the whole song.
They were singing along, or so?
Because everybody was singing along, and they were so loud that, like, they were throwing me
That's
off.
Great.
So it was a great experience, man. Like, you know, to be a Chicago artist and to be from this amazing city, and then be able to go out there and, you know, pack out a crowd, and not just pack out a crowd of random people, but people that are really fans, that know the music, that love your personality,
right,
that care about, you know, everything and every little move that you're making. It was great, man. It was crazy. It was mind-blowing.
You spent a couple weeks in New York.
Yeah,
not just for the show,
like,
but just you were there. I mean, it's different than a one-off to go in and do it and then go to the next city. Talk about that experience of
the
you
experience
and your friends
was
staying
crazy,
there,
man. First off, we went down there. We ended up going to Facebook. We ended up doing a lot of, you know, business work, you know, getting the Instagram account verified and stuff like that. But then we did, like, Sway, and we did the Five Fingers of Death. And I was the first rapper ever in the history out of Common and Papoose and Vic Mensa and Tory Lanez and Logic and all kinds of other people that have done it to do not just 10, but 11 beats. So I was the first rapper ever.
So tell,
I
love this.
More than
I love
five.
This bit.
So and it was crazy.
For the WGN Radio's audience, that's essentially you rapping over different.
Yeah, it's essentially you have an option of if you want to do a freestyle or if you want to do a written. A lot of artists come in with written because it's easier to.
Sure.
The goal of the whole idea of Five Fingers of Death is to make it through the beats and just get through five beats. So some people it's easier to have written. Some people it's easier to freestyle. My thing was that I was going to go inside and I was going to freestyle because I wanted people to know that I have a love for the hip hop culture, and I understand that there's a difference between writing your music, coming in then laying that down and then going off the top to show people, hey, I'm a real MC. I really live and breathe the hip hop culture. And as well, I'm an artist, and I want you all to understand and respect the idea that I have a presence in this industry.
Sure.
So going in there and doing that, it was crazy. But to do 10 beats, I mean, even Sway, that's the owner of Shade, or not the owner, but the host of Shade that does everybody's at Kanye West. He's got all kinds of people in there. Threw his headphones off at the table and was like, Taylor Bennett, this is crazy.
So,
and
I mean,
that was an experience.
Take us through that. I mean, as a musician and being in a position where you're essentially coming up with a freestyle around the different beats, how difficult is that? That sounds like it's something that, you know, could throw has thrown a lot of MCs off and is a difficult thing. That's the fun of it. It's a game.
Yeah.
How being a guy who just did it, like, how, talk about being in the middle of
honestly,
it. What is it?
I didn't know how to feel afterwards because I didn't go into. I've had freestyles that, you know, I've messed up in a lot of times, and I had to take a break while I was on the show and just say, I got to show some appreciation for God, because right before I went upstairs, I prayed because I just was like, please let me go up here and please let me be the best that I can be. Not saying I was like, don't let me mess up in this freestyle, but, you know, please let me go up here and do my best job and put my best foot forward. And I literally, like, knocked it out the ballpark. So leaving, I didn't even know how to feel. I was kind of like, wow, did this just happen? Did Sway just say, you know, like, I'm going to follow you. You're my favorite rapper now. And he's had Lil Wayne and, like I said, all kinds of different people up there.
Yeah.
Everybody. So it was a crazy experience, man. Coming back to Chicago afterwards, you know, we've had conversations before, so you know what kind of guy I am. My thing was just, how can we get this into Chicago and how can we facilitate this so other people from Chicago that I also know are great artists and are working can get their work also Sway and go out there and do, I did Peter Rosenberg as well.
I mean, you're talking about the tastemakers in rap.
Right.
Sway is the artists come through, everybody comes through, there's, you know, there's... That's the place you want to be. So how do you get other Chicago artists
to be
on a
there.
Program like
right.
that?
Right. I mean, we did as well. We did SOBs, which I know we were just talking about, which is a very famous venue down there in Manhattan. And I brought Superboy out there. That's a member of Hurt Everybody. He's a very well-known Chicago artist. He has done a lot of sold-out shows in Chicago as well. And he was amazing. You know, he did the opening slot for me. And then we had Morocco Brown out there as well. And then we brought Stro from New York that was also there. So it was very, very cool to have all these young artists that are showing the world, you know, this is our voice, this is our opinion, and this is us getting a chance to not just speak for ourselves, but for our listeners that also believe in the same things.
Taylor Bennett, my guest tonight, Studio 435. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get a live performance from Taylor Bennett. The album is Broad Shoulders. It's great. We talked about it a couple months ago. It's funny because I said it at the time, and I've said it to Pete in between, you know, you've been in New York, all that. But, you know, it's one of those albums that stayed in my playlist. Like,
right.
as a, you
That's
know, because,
crazy. I appreciate
yeah,
that,
but man. I mean, I have a lot of musicians that come through and you listen to stuff to get ready for the interviews. But even today, when I was listening back through some of the stuff, I'm like, this stuff doesn't go away. So it's a mark of a strong album. Taylor Bennett in studio. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman at Studio 435 here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Tonight, Taylor Bennett in studio, the album Broad Shoulders. He's going to perform now for us. Taylor Bennett, of course, tremendous emerging hip-hop MC here in Chicago. And tonight he's going to play this is called Straight from the Bottom?
Yes, sir.
Straight from the Bottom. Taylor Bennett live, Studio 435. Take it away.
I came up straight from the bottom, Chicago. I came up straight from the bottom. I came up straight from the bottom. I came up straight from the I came up straight from the I came up straight from the bottom. A bottomless spits off a new Chevy verse line. My homie KB say you're gonna make it right after just hearing the first line. And I ain't Ruben, the channel's maneuvers to help me make it to the front lines. And I'm way too brilliant, resilient to hustle for millions and still just be prime time. I need that out of the limelight. I need that. I need to take a vacation, shut down corporations for two nights. It seems like politics, polished and murdered.
marketed, but we still shake hands like Parkinson's. Parkinson's, your race is targeted. Take your fan base like an architect. Cut your profits that you're profiting. Craft your image now, that's marketing. Whoa, I came up straight from the bottom of bottomless pits off a new Chevy verse line. My homie KB say you're gonna make it right after just hearing the first line. And I ain't need Ruben to channel's maneuvers to help me make it to the front lines. And I'm way too brilliant, resilient to hustle for millions and still just be prime time. I came up straight from the bottom. Whoa, I got it straight off the bottom. The problem, kid, is not your problem. Like, how did you ever doubt him? Ayy, I came up straight from the bottom. I got it straight off the bottom. I got it straight off the bottom. Let's go. I came up straight from the bottom. Look, I came up straight from the bottom. Chicago, where markets market, tell they merkin' kids. Ferguson, it's like the word is here. Americans, it's like the coast is clear. Light bulb ideas, we need chandeliers. But sharing thoughts is like sharing tears. And we don't share pain, no, we don't share this. No, we won't share champagne, we don't share a lift. But still kissing babies, still shaking their hands like Parkinson's. Stand firm on the ideas you market and offering, auctioning, profiting properly, probably. This game's a monopoly. Send them to jail if you got the keys. I can see you scratch the surface for lotteries. We think it's all a scheme. I came up straight from the bottom. Hey, I got it straight off the bottom. WGN Chicago.
Yeah. That's great, man.
My dude, thank you, man.
Woo! All right, thank Taylor Bennett live, and look at that. Let's get some of the street out there clear. Some there the we go. Get some cheering. There's the street. There you go. While we're out here, let's get the street involved. Taylor Bennett, of course, a hip-hop artist here in Chicago. The album Broad Shoulders, he performed live here. You can hear the people going crazy. The a lot of people behind us here. That's, I mean, for you, talk about that song. I mean, let's talk. I mean, it's amazing to me that you're, I mean, your style, we talked about this last time, but you have this amazing style in which you can, I mean, it's just so poetic and it's so articulate and so, I don't know, it almost defies hip hop.
Thank
I mean,
you,
what
man.
You do. But, where does that come from? You and your brother have the same thing, this idea that, I mean, you're able to do so much with the music and so much is with your voices right. and almost cram so much in.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it really just comes from being a Chicago kid. You know, growing up in Chicago, a lot of people always talk about the violence, but there's so much more to Chicago. There's so many experiences from the South Side to the North Side to the West Side. And just there's so many different things that you see. You know, waking up every morning when I was living on the South Side of Chicago, I take a train and I come to 27th South State and I go to high school. Then after that, mm-hmm. I come downtown to my dad's office and he worked in the Senate's office. And, you know, to see from being on 79th Street and seeing all these people that are, you know, broke and they're in poverty and they don't have any resources or anything that's going on, then to come downtown and then go to school with all my friends that are from different areas and coming from all kinds of different backgrounds and so diverse, and then to come downtown and see politicians with business suits and see bankers and see people that sell real estate that are having a great, you know, kind of life, but a very hard work ethic kind of shapes you and everything that's going on, even down to the food. And that's something I was talking about when I was staying in New York and we were on Sway and we were doing all these amazing things. I couldn't, the culture understood me, and that's what I love. But my culture is Chicago. I speak from my heart and I speak from what I know. So I think that it's being around so many diverse people and coming from so many diverse backgrounds mm-hmm. and being able to see what this city is about and then just preaching that on another level and trying to give that to people.
Well, you could make an argument that, I mean, everything you just said, I mean, obviously plays to what you speak to and what you speak about. You know, you hear that throughout all your lyrics. But right. but you could also make an argument that's for the music too. The music that you produce and the way that you rapping down to that part.
Yeah.
That there's definitely you can feel the influences being diverse.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, I'm living in one spot and I only know what's here. There seems to be, you know, a way that you're absorbing all of that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, also something that's always been big since I was younger is I knew that if I was gonna be a musician or I was gonna be an artist, I wanted my music as an artist to be something that brought people together, you know, and I wanted it to be something that made people say, hey, I have an experience with this person and I can understand what's going on. One thing that I made a tweet a little minute ago and it said, I'm a timeless artist and I make music for funerals and weddings and I'm not ashamed about it. And when I say that, I mean that I want to make music that is for people that are having these experiences, mm-hmm. whether it's their grandma passing away or the day that they got married or their best friend and them getting into an argument or them finding somebody else to be closer mm-hmm. with. But I want them to be able to play this music. And when they hear this music, I want them to reminisce about those times because...
Well, isn't that... I mean, that's kind of... I think that's... I've heard that from musicians that you're going to write from your heart.
Right.
And they're going to be songs that are about something you know. Right. But it's really about...
It's about the audience.
It's about what the audience
is feeling. Because, you know, there's two different sides to everything that you do. And I'd like to say that that's basically the economics of it. And then it's the structure of it. You know what I'm saying? So as an artist, when you're writing music, if you want to sell music as well, which, you know, I'm a businessman. We have Taben Entertainment. That's the record mm-hmm. label that we've made. We formed from an LLC to a corporation. You have to make music that people want to hear. You have to make music that people like and that they care about, and also music that they don't mind spending a dollar on because they know that their money is being well spent. You know, when you right. go into a store and you see two separate couches, if you don't sit on one couch, you don't know what it's about. You can look at it all you want, but you still don't know how it feels. You know, and the idea is to try to let them know that this couch is as comfortable as possible before purchasing it. You know, because they're not going to be able to hear the song. Right, even with the preview, they don't know what it's about. So if you really want to sell it, you want to market it, but you also want it to be something that they care about, you put your time into it, and then you also make it something that they can relate to and they can understand.
You just mentioned, you know, the idea of all the different experiences in your life from going to school. I think you're talking Jones, right? Or where did you go to school?
I didn't go to Jones. I actually went to Urban Prep.
Urban
which
Prep,
is
100% okay. College so Urban South, Prep South to where you were at in 79, right. to seeing the downtown, all the different stuff. You're writing new music.
Yeah.
You're moving on your EP. I mean, the experience you just had in New York City where you just spent a month, how is that going to influence the new music?
It's going to influence it a lot. There's something that I talked about on Sway is while I was in New York, I actually got a little bit sick. I found out I had a blood clot in my lungs. So I ended up having to go to the doctor. I ended up having all these things going on. But the only thing that I realized through that process was that nothing can slow me down from doing what I got to do. As an artist, I have a responsibility to listeners and people that are out there that look up to me, that say, this is somebody that I very much respect. And also, this is somebody that keeps going when the going gets rough. And if I slow down, then they slow down. And, you know, this music is something that's more than just me selling records and me being somebody that's on a microphone that's rapping on stage. It's about helping people out, and not just helping people out, but what I said as well, bringing people together.
Even at the expense of your own health.
Yeah. My thing is, this is my best friend, Joseph KB. He's 19. And I'm 20. And this is my photographer, Brooklyn Wheeler, as well. He's also 21. I just turned 21. We're all very young. When we were in New York, when I found out I had this blood clot, I had Sway the next morning. And you know how big of a deal that is.
So like all that stuff
talking.
Happened that you talked
all
about
this stuff
was
happened.
After you just, wow.
This is after. And what's crazy is that I got a call. They said, hey, you just took a D-dimer test. You need to go to the emergency room as soon as possible because you have a blood clot. And I ended up going to the emergency room. And when I was at the emergency room, they did a CAT scan. The guy came back. He said, look, we haven't got the results back, but you're 20. You're too young to have a blood clot. So why don't you just go home and I'll send you the results and we'll let you know if anything happens. We were 15 minutes away from the house. It was like 3:00 in the morning. And the guy said, hey, you need to come back here right now because there's a blood clot that's in your lungs. And if you go to sleep, you could die because it might block your windpipe. And the kind of guy that I am, I said, KB, we got Sway tomorrow. If I go back there, those people are going to try to keep me in there, and then I'm going to miss Sway. I don't want to go back. And this is also my best friend. So he said, nah, you got to go back. So I ended up having to go back. I ended up staying there. I missed Sway. So I missed the first opportunity I had. And you know how booked Sway is with Seth Rogen, Kanye West, and all these other famous stars that are way bigger than me. So I didn't think there was going to be the possibility within the next 2 weeks to try to come out there and, you know, try to... get this Sway interview.
Yeah, right.
So I was really bummed out about it. But the only thing that I kind of realized was that God's going to take care of it all. You know, you can't stress about the little things. You just got to keep moving. And this whole time that after I got the medicine, which they put me on blood thinners, I was still at the studio every night until 3 a.m. in the morning. There was this one night we went to the studio to record this amazing song that actually talked about the blood clots and everything else that was going on. But in the studio, there was no AC. So it was very hot. My chest was killing me. And I had to retake this verse because I only do one take. So I try not to do drops. It just makes it sound a little bit more official to me. in my opinion. And I ended up doing about 35 takes. And by the time I walked out of there, I was sweating so hard that I just wanted to pass out and fall out on the ground. But all those experiences have shown me that this isn't an easy road that you travel to be an artist. You're going to have to make sacrifices to be that person that people look up to. And there's only a few people that can do it. So the idea is to try to see, am I really one of those people, or am I just an artist that,
oh, you know, man. That's great. Yeah. This has been quite a show. We had Andre DeShields on, Broadway legend, and he talked earlier in the show just about the same stuff. And
That's crazy.
Let's take a quick break so we can get the news tonight. Taylor Bennett, his album Broad Shoulders, going to have one more performance in him tonight.
Let's do it.
We'll continue here at Studio 435. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, Studio 435 in our Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. Taylor Bennett here tonight.
Yes, the album WGN. Broad. Yeah, you know, always happy to be here, man.
The album is Broad Shoulders. You can find it everywhere at this point. So, you know, before we get to, you're going to perform for us again, which is awesome.
The last performance was awesome. Yes, we're going to do Chan Song. That's a very special record.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, for you putting together an EP, you know, what have you learned over the last year? I mean, for you to been to, we talked before, we talked a lot about putting the music together, a lot of independent stuff.
Yeah.
What have you learned? What's evolved about your game moving into the next?
Musically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I always like to do, and it's very hard to do, I know, for a lot of artists, is to not really focus on what you've just learned in the last year, but to go back and constantly listen to your old records as well, because there's a lot of things that, you know, rough ideas and things like that I might have put on my sophomore mixtape or my first mixtape that I didn't end up building off of, because at that point in time I felt like that wasn't what people needed. But sometimes you go back and you find that information out. But what I would say definitely is experience. I've gone through a lot in terms of just music, writing, you know, better production, better studios, and working with all kinds of different artists, and really just working with great artists. Now I'm on the level where, you know, I can work with people like Max Schneider and Chance, that I got my opportunity to work with last time that we did Broad Shoulders on that last project. And now going into this new project, we got a lot of people we're working with, like Tory Lanez that we're working with, Super Duper Kyle that we're working with. We have another song with Chance that's going to be, this first time I guess I've announced it on WGN. Couldn't have been a better place.
The whole hip-hop world is listening to 720 WGN.
WGN 720. You know, this is where you get the hot stuff.
See? I told you, Download Nation.
Right, Download Nation.
You get it, man. You get it.
But, yeah, but going into this project, what I've gotten a chance to do is work more lyrically as an artist, you know, and then also work with the production. But on the last Broad Shoulders project, we only had one producer, which was Ludlow, and he's an amazing producer. I still haven't met anybody that is at his same caliber working yet, or that can work with me the way that he does. But with this EP, I'm kind of stepping out on my own, so now we're getting the track outs for the production, so we can remove snares and we can put more bass in places that we need to do it, and we can, you know, put different instruments in and stuff like that to soothe the beat more. So now I'm working more as hearing the lyrical side, but also hearing the production side. But lyrically, I'm trying to come out and show people what I can really do, and show people that as an artist, this is just an EP. So we're still working on an album after this, but show them that I'm deserving of the spot that I'm really going towards, which is trying to be the best. So we got a lot of surprises in here. There's a lot of different songs that I'm doing more singing on, and I'm also doing more rapping on and things like that, and of that nature. But I would say experience. I've gone through a lot. I'm understanding the business a little bit more, but now I can also know what people really like. I've seen the project Broad Shoulders go out and seen the perception from that. Mm-hmm. So now we have a better idea of the fan base and who we're pushing stuff towards, but as well of what we need to do to gain more fans in the future and to gain more listeners and more people that believe in what we're doing and talk about more real world issues and stuff of that nature.
You know, for you being a Chicago artist, you know, do you find, as when you work on new material, do you find the issues in Chicago, whether it be violence, if it, you know, police issues that are the current event, do you find that kind of stuff inspiring for your music? Do you find yourself, as you're working on new projects, sort of being a spokesperson for some of the issues in Chicago?
Yeah, very often, you know. But, you know, what I'm also trying to do just more as an artist, as in terms of branding, is, you know, as a person, as, you know, not just as an artist, not just as the rapper Taylor Bennett, but as the person Taylor Bennett, speak out about these things. So, you know, when I'm working on my music, I'm also, I'm always influenced by the things that are around me, you know, just because I'm a rapper and, you know, I've started making money and I'm touring and I'm making songs with Tory Lanez and, you know, playing big festivals and doing work with Tidal and Sway and all these things. I still have friends that still live in this environment that are still trying to find their way out. And every day I have to be a real person when these lights go off and when I leave WGN radio, right, and I have to live inside the environment that we're in. And just because, you know, I might have nice jewelry and things like that, the perception of people that see me on the street will never change, you know? So I always want to talk about that in my music, and that's something that I stress. But as well, I want to be as good of an artist as I possibly can be. And sometimes the best artist can't mention everything that's going on. But as a person, when you're a figure, when you stand for something, when on the outside world, not just inside the studio do you have a voice, but you go to marches and you go to rallies and you speak about it on your social media and you engage in these different conversations, you get respect from another crowd. Everybody's not going to like my music, but if I can be a person that can talk about these topics and can relate to people and can be someone that is an inspiration for people to stand up for what's right always as a person, as a speaker, and that's what I'm trying to do now, then I think that in the near future, musically, I won't even have to talk about it because I'll say, wow, well, this new song was great, but did you see what he said when he was on WGN radio? You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, for you, spending a month or so or more in New York City,
yeah,
you know, a lot of artists, you know, choose to call Chicago home. They're Chicago born, they're Chicago, the Chicago rapper, things like that. But, you know, there's a lot, you know, the coasts are calling. Do you see a life in any remote sort of short term where you might be on the coasts?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I lived in California and West Hollywood for 2 months when I was straight out of high school, when I was getting that started. And I mean, California's cool. It's dope, but I just also had a month to go stay out in New York City, and New York City is very cool. They have great people. There's a lot of great stuff going on, but Chicago will always be my base, and I'll never leave my home because there's so much that needs to happen here before I can actually leave and depart. And, you know, I want my kids to be able to grow up in Chicago and know the same people and eat at the same restaurants and walk down the same streets and experience what it's like to be a Chicagoan. So I would say that I never want to leave Chicago. You know, I might get a place somewhere else. We've been looking at maybe getting a place in California or something like that. But I'll always have an immediate home in Chicago where I can come and we can do things like that.
Taylor Bennett, my guest tonight, Studio 435, his album Broad Shoulders, obviously out, and also a new EP that should be out sometime, what, this fall are you talking about?
Yeah.
This fall. All right, you going to play one more for us?
Yeah, let's play one
what,
more.
What do you got? What's this called?
It's called Chan Song. This is a dedication to my brother I wrote a little minute ago. It's never going to come out on MP3, so when we do it live, it's a big surprise.
All
it's
right.
It's been getting ripped everywhere.
There you go. Here we go. Live, Studio 435.
Chicago.
You are very special. You're special, yeah, too.
Outside of the map, nappy had to share rooms in the back. Back then when Michael still wasn't black, but we loved him anyway cause Hammer was whack. And Gary, Indiana ain't far from the manor. One used bacon soda, other Arm and Hammer. Both had broken doors, both had broken families. Now look at Michael and look at Channel. No samples, examples of all of that. Her friend can Gucci and all the trap. When Barney and White T's were started packs, Big Bro was still moonwalking all of that. Not looking for fame or an autograph or a cosign or record your wallet pass. And you could put that through the polygraph. Chains, rings, never meant a thing to the king, man. Now how crazy is that? Young bro, he could rap too, he could trap too. I was slipping the pack till Channel told me you could do this a rap.
You are very special. You're special too. Everyone is special.
I know it's true.
top of the White House. We still in the hood with the pipes out, trying to get home till the light out. Probably on the Ave with the bikes out, I'm running through this paper like whiteout. Trying to count it up for the lights out, trying to get the nights for us nights out. Trying to get the pelly with the white though, used to make bands with a night show. Way before bands with tonight shows, we was on cameras and iPhone. Tackle, we rival, we can't enable the Bible. You cannot take away vitals, this is survival. I'm from south side of Chicago, we call our brothers our fathers. My homies hustlers and robbers, most of them booked, they got shot up. Growing up, they at it hardest. And I was tripping, channel got me back into the vision. Told me, listen, you gonna have to make decisions. Everyone you make is gonna make a decision. What's the vision? How you living when you 50? 6 feet under or 60 up like Diddy? Biggest in the world or biggest in the city? You can be a boss if you making commission and running my business like a politician and still keep it real if it's no pot to piss in. And love what you do, if you don't, you regret it. Never give up if you want to go get it. Shout out, got a tour with Gambino. I'm still in the hood, King Heroes. Hanging with the G's like D-Rose. Looking life like an ant through a peephole. Trying to make a big street show. When a sold out crowd, no we girls. Oh my Dino. That's the life back there, we ain't know. From the low to the dro to the C-notes. To worship Porsches and casinos. They dreaming in classical with diploma. I was selling out shows in my team moments. Look, I've been staking out for days. I think the channel Moses with the ways. I think the years was by the rose again. And I could hit Victor howling in the wind. Is it too late to do it all again with your repetitions, reputations, best friend? I get motivated off of revenge. And I'm the youngest Michael Jackson I can. Writing like it was a message to give. And walking like it was a legend to live. And never taking second record after record. I'm a wreck when after this. Ice on my wrist. Always working so a chip. Should've worked a 9 to 6, but this new stuff a gift, ice on the wrist, yeah. Never worked a 9 to 6, should've worked a 9 to 6, but this new stuff a gift, WGN, thank you very much, Chicago Radio.
Yeah! Woo! Listen to that! Studio 435, Taylor Bennett in studio. That song's Chance Song, that's what you call it?
Chance Song, dedication song.
That's so good, man.
Everyone be on MP3.
That is so good. I can't thank you enough for coming in studio.
No, man.
That's
I can't
amazing.
Thank you guys.
It's amazing. Enough.
Like, honestly, you guys give me a platform every time I come here for not just, dude, like, literally, you wouldn't even understand. Like, people I haven't talked to in years hit me up and after the last interview and tell me, like, yo, I heard you on WGN Radio. You're making huge moves. And this is a very, very amazing platform. And
well, I also want to tell you that, you know, tonight is my birthday.
What?
It's my birthday today.
Happy and birthday, bro.
I said earlier in the show, I said that I feel like this is like my David Letterman show. If he has a birthday, then who's his favorite artist to come in? Taylor Bennett
thank
comes in and performs.
Thank you so much,
it was
man.
So good, man. It made
thank
my birthday
you so
complete
much,
here.
Man.
I can't thank you for being here. Taylor Bennett, Broad Shoulders, the record. He's also got an EP coming out this fall. Good luck with everything. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you very much.